So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our speaker tonight, Alex. And Alex, you can speak for as long as you feel comfortable. I think it's like maybe 10, 30, anywhere between 25 and 45 minutes. So the floor is yours, Alex. Go.
That's great, Michael. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, 35, 40 minutes. Wow. I'll get started. Yeah, Michael, thank you for inviting me here. And thank you for everyone who's here, everyone who's in service, and everyone who's listening. My name's Alex. I'm an addict, and I live in the
Hello,
Netherlands.
Alex.
Hi.
Hey,
Hello.
Alex.
I live in the Netherlands, but I'm originally from London. I moved here 20 years ago, and my journey with NA started out about 22 years ago in London, and I had many years of trying to get to meetings and or going to meetings and relapsing continuously, and it wasn't until about 4 years ago that it all suddenly came to me, and suddenly I had an awakening, and I found recovery, and I found NA literature, and I found a sponsor and people in the fellowship, and I started to see something different. It wasn't about me going to a meeting to feel bad or ashamed or pity. It was about something else. It wasn't about just stopping taking drugs. It was about finding recovery. And it was in a Zoom meeting, and I met a man who also lives here in the Netherlands, and he reached out to me, and he introduced me to a group of men who on a daily basis meet, and we have this system. It's called a meeting in a pocket. And I don't want to promote any other groups here, but we use an app called Marco Polo. And so we video share to each other, and we work from the book Living Clean. And for me, the Living Clean book has been an inspiration, and then listening to the hope and experience of all these other members, it's just opened a whole world to me, of the things that I needed to learn in NA, the structure, the principles, the readings, finding a sponsor, doing service, just going to meetings on a regular basis. It just all started to come to me bit by bit. Because in the beginning, there was just a lot of crazy stuff that I had to get my head around, and it took some time for that to happen. And then after going to some meetings and getting more into the fellowship and reading this book, it all started to come to me. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to read from the book, The Living Clean, and it's Living Clean, The Journey Continues. And I'm just going to start right at the beginning. I'm going to read. I think I'm going to read the first five paragraphs, if that's okay, because this first part of the book, it just kind of sums up for me a lot of like what NA is about, and how easy does it just really helps us. So I'm gonna read a bit from the book, and I'd like you to share on that if possible, or whatever you'd like to share on. Thanks. Here we go. Living Clean. Living Clean is a lifelong journey. An NA program gives us tools to build a life infused with hope. No matter where we are on our journey, we believe that it can get better and that we can get better. We practice living a principled life and find a new way to live. We try new things, and some of them suit us better than others. As we experience living clean with its ups and downs, miracles and struggles, dead ends and open doors, we see the world more clearly and better understand our place in it. The program of Narcotics Anonymous is the way we have found to escape lives of desperation and pain. But that's not all NA is. It's a path, a process, and a way of life. Many of us come in with just the barest hope that we can get the pain to stop. In the beginning, our willingness is born of our suffering and fear. Living the program changes us in ways we might expect and in ways we never imagined. NA gives us the ability to turn our desperation into a passion to live fully and grow spiritually. We experience relief almost from the beginning of our recovery. And our first experiences of joy are like seeing color for the first time. Our minds are open and our spirits are free. Even if we experience it only for fleeting moments, that joy carries us through our hardest days and nights. It's not what we think about recovery that matters, it's what we do. Living clean is a spiritual process, and it teaches us that the world is bigger than we imagined and not as far out of reach as we had feared. Our flawed beliefs about people who didn't use drugs shaped our opinions about what we might be like when we stopped. When we first got clean, many of us worried that our lives were about to become small and boring. What we find really is beyond our wildest dreams. We have opportunities and the ability to follow through on them. Perhaps more importantly, our connections with people become intensely important and satisfying to us. The close friendships we have with members who share our recovery can be a deeper connection to family. We share an intimacy that is really special, and when we carry that over the course of many years, it grows into an abiding affection and understanding of one another. Commitment to recovery is essential for us. Maintaining recovery as a priority may come to mean different things for us over time. We need to maintain our connection to NA, but taking responsibility for our lives also matters. So many things compete for our attention, and as addicts, we have a tendency to think in extremes, all or nothing, right or wrong. Finding the balance is an ongoing negotiation. Attending meetings regularly doesn't have to mean every night of the week, but meetings continue to matter for our own well-being and for our ability to carry the message. Keeping that lifelong strong and ready is a matter of continuing maintenance. It gets easier when we let go of the idea that it ought to be hard. After many years of recovery, a member shared that he was finally able to answer the question, "Is it possible that life is really this simple?" with a simple yes. So I picked up this book, and I just thought, where shall I read from it? And I just thought I'd start from the beginning. So I just read that because, when I think back to what life was like before I found recovery, the bills weren't paid, my marriage was in tatters, I couldn't hold down a job, I was always fighting with people, my children didn't really talk to me, I have three lovely children, and so by applying these principles of NA and following this structure, I've seen my life just change in the last 4 years. I go to work. I have good relationships with the people I work with. The bills are paid. We do nice family things. My kids come up to me and they hug me. So from my perspective and the way it's worked, it's this gift of recovery. It really is something that I'm so glad I've got. I just wish I'd found it earlier. But if I found it earlier, I wouldn't be the person I am today. So I don't have any regrets. All the things that happened, well, they happened for a reason. And that's why I'm here today. So I'd like to give the floor back. Thanks very much for letting me speak.